And track 13 is sport, and we're going to start with just a little bit of football news. And it says Newton Abbott Spurs continue to make great strides forwards following on from the confirmation of their new first 11 managerial duo of Matt Hayden and Sam Briscoe. On Monday the 1st of June, the club announced the introduction of a new under-18 side. They currently have the first team playing in the South West Peninsula League and second and third 11s operating in the South Devon Football League. And as we're coming into summer, cricket is taking more of a headline than the other sports. So Ashburton won for the first time this season when they won by 4 wickets against Cliff St George to move off the bottom of the table. Ashburton and Bobby Tracy, second 11, were both below Cliss going into the latest round of fixtures, but not any longer. But with only 5 points to remain between all three teams, the situation remains fluid. Abbots Kurzweil won for the first time this season in the C Division West, where they overcame South Devon by 42 runs in the derby date at 2 Mile Oak. Abbots Kurzweil, second 11, are still winless at the foot of the D division following a 68-run defeat away to Plimscot, second 11. And Chudley's winning sequence in C West went out of the window when Kingsbridge thumped them by 119 runs at the bats. Bobby Tracy, second 11, hovering just above the B division drop spots after a 66-home run defeat by Plimpton. And that concludes the cricket. Athletics. Three trotters tackle the Firefighters Charity 10K on Friday, May the 29th. Held at Princetown Fire Station, the race has become a popular fixture, attracting a strong field and a friendly atmosphere on the edge of Dartmoor. And the three trotters were in action and produced solid performances from a total of 188 finishes. Cheryl Dunn led the trio, finishing in 55-52, followed by Tim Singe in 56-40, while Katie Williams completed the course in 1 hour 4. All three handled the conditions well and contributed to a strong presence. And that concludes the roundup of the sport.